When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Lunch is going to be delicious today. You know why lunch is going to be so good today?
That's why I'm so happy.
Because it was free.
So happy they didn't have wedding soup. Nah, so you can enjoy it, but you can't enjoy it like you would have. It'd have been better if it was your Italian soup. What is it?
Good night, Juju.
Listen, Juju's a
Paige Becker's had to put you to sleep.
I tell you what, Paige Becker just to sleep, whatever. Juju is her. Like anytime you got Dame Dolla, like yo. She just looked different.
Yes.
She looked different from everybody else. She
for a freshman at 6'2".
She looked different than Becker.
To Euro step.
Her handles going through the lane, her crossover going through the
ability
lane.
Ability to shoot the
it's
three.
Different, it's different from everybody else that played last night.
I there's no way she's playing beyond 3 years of college.
I mean.
No way.
Ice Cube offered the wrong money to the wrong person.
Are you sure, though?
You need to give an NIL deal.
Are you sure? Because Caitlin Clark.
She did.
Put on a show.
But I think Juju.
That was a show.
I think everything that Caitlin Clark did, Juju is next and going to kind of be right there on that ass.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, again, for her
she's
size.
She's so strong, man.
And
like,
strength,
she's strong.
Yes.
Man.
There's a lot about her
unflappable
game to like.
Free throw shooting mm-hmm. and stuff as a freshman.
Remember, don't forget. Yeah, a freshman. So let's not forget that. And then they got a big recruiting class coming in next year. So you know USC is going to be at the top next year. But I'm curious to see this. Because you and I talked about it a little bit yesterday, right? And we both were watching it last night.
They measured
night.
The three-point line as we watched her.
Doesn't matter. She didn't come
throw
near
the ball
it.
Up.
It didn't matter. If that three-point line was off by it didn't matter. She was shooting it from 27 feet, man. Like, I was watching these shots
why,
that she was putting up, and I'm
her?
Like, there's no way. She's dribbling left, shooting with her right, fading to the left, and just draining 27-footers. That's not normal, everybody. That's not normal.
That's some James.
And she hit 9 out of 20.
That's some James Harden.
Yes. That's Steph Curry.
Dame Dolla type stuff.
And Steph Curry. Yeah.
And with confidence, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Knew it was going down. I mean, just incredible. So I'm curious because we talked about yesterday. You and I were texting each other last night, trash talking, because it was fun. We had our bet, which I won. And I'm curious how many people watched this game last night. What I want to know.
It lived up
like,
to expectations.
Did you watch last
every
night?
Game, both games exceeded expectations.
And you're right. Both games were really good games. Both games had drama like we thought. Both games had great performances. And I just want to know if you tuned in like you normally wouldn't have, but you did because there was a lot of hype about the game. Yeah. How did you feel? If you normally don't watch women's basketball, but you tuned in last night, were you drawn in? Do you have a problem with it? This is a safe place. If you got criticism, listen. The women's game wants to be treated at the same level as the men's game. If that's the case, criticism comes with it, and it's fair.
You know, for me, the thing is, it's not just like it was competitive games. I appreciated the skill set of the stars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about skill set. Like, even number 25 from USC coming down with the – I'm like, no! Oh, good shot!
Yeah.
Like, it's like I appreciated the skill level. Much like we had a greater appreciation for women tennis when the Serena sisters came.
Mm-hmm.
When Venus and Serena came to tennis, it closed the gap because when you watched their games, you say, hey, man, this is just good tennis players. You didn't say men or women. You were talking about the skill set, and the fact that she was jacking up those threes from so far suggests that, hey, these are just great, great, great basketball players. And it transcends gender when it does that. I just want to see highly competitive athleticism, skills. If you're supposed to be like at the college level, show me what a college athlete looks like.
Right,
and that's what it looked like. It looked like some high end. I didn't care if you had the men of UConn there, the skill set wouldn't have been greater. You know what I mean? The running of sets, running off. You know what I'm saying? Screens, pin downs, and then, you know, getting open shots, Becker running off the line, you know, the decision making, the basketball acumen. That's what I appreciated. I didn't forget the game because I can go watch two high school teams that don't really play very good skill set, but it can be competitive because they're playing hard. This is about high level chess, and that's what I appreciate about it. And anybody watching it outside of dunks and somebody getting an oop thrown in their face, okay, something like that, right, to me, it's
the above the rim stuff. That's the only thing lacking here.
Yeah.
The shot making, the one on one stuff, the effort. I like
the back and forth.
Even
Juju Becker, I mean, the stat line is almost the same. You know what I'm saying? 29, 28, both of them.
And Angel Reese getting hurt. First of all, Angel Reese was doing work early in this game because at first Iowa opened up with a lead, and again, Caitlin Clark does what she does. She was knocking down a couple of shots, and it was like, oh man, like it looked
why
like this is gonna be a
blow. Her getting the ball out of her hands.
Well, I don't get it, but then Angel Reese started turning her game up, and then you started to see her block shots, rebounding, finishing around the rim, and you thought, okay, we're gonna have a battle. Then she falls out of bounds, hurts her ankle, re-injured the ankle that she injured in the SEC tournament, and she, you could tell, was compromised. But she stays in the game, shows you grit, and still gets you 16-20. 20-rebound game on a bad ankle. So it just shows you there was also that part of it, too. The grit factor that was there, which you loved. There was so many things that, like I said, sometimes you watch sports, and women's sports, to be fair, there are times you watch and it's, okay, it's not the same, right? And there are some people that have a hard time watching the women's game because of that. But this, you were watching a basketball game. You weren't watching, oh, it's whip. No, this was a highly competitive,
highly
well-played, high-skilled.
Greatly coached.
Physical, tough, well-coached.
UConn with a short roster.
Even the officiating didn't get in the way.
Deciding to go big.
No, this was good stuff.
UConn having to adjust on the fly with a short roster.
Yep.
All the things that you want. It was
loved
chess,
all
man.
Of it.
You know, it's like usually what we're accustomed to watching a men's game, which is like watching NFL, and then watching like the other game, and it's like watching like CFL or something like that. You're looking like, I can't keep up.
Yeah, you could just see it's
like,
not.
Yeah,
well, it's for me. The reality is for me. Is when March Madness comes around, I start tuning in more to the college game after watching, you know, three quarters of an NBA season. The drop off, the flow, it's so tough to
the
watch.
The shot making ability.
The college game, when you first start watching it after watching the NBA for most of the season.
Especially when they go to that zone, you're like, oh, man.
It's like, yeah, it just gets
slow
to you.
Ball, no points.
Yeah, absolutely. But this was different. This was. To me, it was a show.
It was exceptional.
It was fun. What do you think the viewership was last night? Like, we're waiting to get that information right now. But if we were going to play the game, now base it on this. Last year's championship game between these two same teams averaged over 9 million viewers. And it peaked at 12 million viewers on ESPN. Now, remember, it was the national championship. But still, rematch. Angel Reese, incredibly popular. Caitlin Clark, incredibly popular. And it was
Juju.
It was tonight. I mean, last night, I should say, there was nothing else going on other than local stuff, baseball, hockey, stuff like that.
I mean, the Mets.
Some NBA. What do you think nationally? What do you think this game drew? You think it got to 9 again, like it did last year? Think it pulled that kind of an audience?
Yeah, I think it wasn't enough to pull it away from it. I would say close to that. I mean, because I feel like the game is more popular this year than what it was last year, and the stars are more known. I think we were just introduced to those stars last year.
True.
And this year we were able to, like, anticipate, you know, the drama, the rematch. And like, now the Final Four even has drama rematch because nobody really talks about South Carolina and who and what
they are.
You forget
they're 36-0.
Because the same way that Iowa was on a revenge tour, serving it like gangsters do, like lasagna, you know what I'm saying? In silence, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't say anything, but, you know, the fact that they knew that they could potentially be on a collision course with LSU, we knew that was coming, but who put South Carolina out last year? Yeah, that would be Iowa. And now they're the best team. And, like, we don't really talk about that because I don't think we talk about the star power I think we talk about the collective group.
Yeah, that's more of the South Carolina. That's Dawn Staley as the coach, and then the team.
Right.
There really isn't
and how deep they are, and well coached they are,
and how tough.
And they play. They tough. Play. Remember, remember, we want UConn. We want UConn because he was cautioning the way their tactics, how physical they are.
Mm-hmm.
And Don, like, hold up, son.
Well, if they're going to meet, it'll be in the championship. UConn and Iowa go head to head, which is, of course. And that's the second game of the Final Four.
I was first. Who was first? The chicken or the egg?
And then there's...
Because Becker was her first, and, you know, they were both freshmen.
And then she got hurt.
Yeah, they were both freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Becker won the freshman of the year over Kayla. And then she got hurt in the Sweet 16.
Not forget what Gino Auriemma said about who the real best player in America is.
I mean, if she won, and she's going to stay in for another year.
Drama, baby,
so
drama.
Let's do her top three years versus her top three
now,
years.
Now, speaking of drama... post-game wise, all the things that are said is, you know, there's a lot of great stuff here. Kim Mulkey, who is the embattled head coach of LSU.
I think she handled with grace.
I thought this was great what she said to Caitlin Clark after the game.
Yeah.
What did I say to her? I said, I sure am glad you leaving. I said, girl, you something else. Never seen anything like it.
That's high praise from a coach that you know
game recognized game.
Doesn't hand it out that easily. Then there's this, and this is interesting to me. Actually, before we get to this, Paige Beckers gets to the Final Four. After everything she's been through, her injuries and everything else, getting back again after all the stuff that she has been through with UConn.
Today was one of the most rewarding feelings I've ever felt in my life. Just seeing where I was a year ago today, just starting to do individual workouts, starting to feel the basketball again, get the ball in my hands again and play, and now I'm here. And with my teammates and my coaching staff, I'm going to the Final Four. So it's been a very rewarding journey, and I'm super, super grateful for it all. The tough times made me who I am, and it's built my faith, and it's built just my appreciation for life and gratitude for anything that gets thrown my way.
No, you forget that story. I mean, the ACLs, everything that she has been through physically, had to battle back, so it's good to see that. Here's your girl, Juju Watkins, the freshman.
Yeah.
This is after the season ends with a loss.
Of course, we fell short in the end, but like Lindsay said, it's been a great ride. I have the best teammates in the world, and I'm just glad. next question.
It's tough, right?
See, No.
But you see how she talked about her team.
Yes.
She made it about the group, not about her.
Yeah.
And then she lost it. Like, just couldn't answer the question anymore.
And what I love about it, I always say that it's about the pain.
You always say that. You got to feel the pain first.
And you hear in her voice how she internalized it.
Yep.
So now, what do you think is going to happen next year? She's going to be on a collision course to try and seek out UConn
because
you took something from me.
Yep.
And she'll see Paige Becker again. So it'll be the same type of rematch between like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark where like you took something from me.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm coming back for it. And that's what's going to motivate Juju in the offseason. And she's going to have a better class coming in, one of the top classes coming in.
Oh, you don't think and in those workouts?
Yeah.
As you're working, it's June and you're working out and that stuff's not in your brain when you're trying to fight through that last rep, all that stuff. That's the maniacal stuff that you need.
And that's what I love. That's how you continue the narrative and continue to grow. As stars exit and rivalries exit, you need new ones to
rock.
Yeah.
I'm coming to get you.
Yeah, man.
One of the best lines. And then last but not least is this part of it. And this is Angel Reese. And again, I praise her for staying in the game, battling through the ankle. She still put up 16 and 20, right? Afterwards, though, she starts to talk about her own situation, where she is right now. And just take a listen to where she goes with where she's at emotionally after losing.
I don't really get to speak out on things just because I just try to ignore and I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much, I've seen so much, I've been attacked so many times, death threats, I've been sexualized, I've been threatened, I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and like not be there for them. So I just want to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't had peace since then. And it sucks, and but I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, no, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
Did she say she hasn't been happy since the championship? Is right. I couldn't quite hear what she was trying to explain there.
Like, Hemethy, man. Like, I didn't like this at all. It was kind of like, you know, self-pity.
I mean, it was definitely emotion coming out, an emotional moment.
But it was self-pity, though. Like, I don't like that. Like, you can't, like, did you not think it was negative stuff that comes with stardom?
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't like the whole she's been sexualized things, because she brought that up, you know, herself, and nobody should take the way that somebody dressed, but she was wearing, like, revealing clothes. She was, you know, she had stuff on TikTok where she had like this little bitty, you know, thing. She put it on, stretched it out, and she's revealing herself. Like, you can't, you got to take the good with the bad. Criticism is always going to come. I mean, hell, is LeBron the most criticized person for everything he does?
Everything,
like,
he does.
You can't, you got to miss me with the, like, look, you got the actor in there doing it. You can't see me to, like, that's just what it is. It's emotion. Like, to the victor goes the spoils. You know, last year, Caitlin Clark had to sit on that and eat all everything that she had to get.
Yep.
She just went away. She was gracious. But, you know, this whole victimhood stuff, woe is me. Like, what do you think success is about? What do you think? Like people going to go on your social media. Like, it's fans of Iowa and your opponents as well. And saying, oh, yo, I haven't been happy, and, you know, all this happened since I won the title. Well, since then, you've got millions of dollars. You've got endorsements. Shaq signed you to Reebok. Like, it's not all sunshine and roses. This is the same criticism anybody gets, especially when you get success and people see you being, you know, elevated and put on a pedestal.
Think about, like, that, what you just said, too. This is what everybody gets. And everybody. What is the goal? Like, you have a daughter. I have three daughters. They all played sports, right? And so you love seeing this, because what this, like, I was watching last night with Callie. Callie's 9 years old. She's sitting on the couch and she's watching, and she's just staring, and she's watching. These are women at the highest level, playing high level, being competitive with a crowd that is going nuts. Like, everybody's talking about it. And so for her to see that this is something that is part, like, this is normal. Right? Like, this isn't, like, I'm saying, wow, this is amazing for the women's game. And my daughter sees it as, well, this is normal. And that's a great thing, because it allows her now to dream of anything she can do.
Yeah.
But what we always talk about, and what you've always heard when it comes to women's sports, is equality, is getting it to the level of where men's sports are. That's why Title IX was created.
So equal praise.
You're right. The equal finance, equal everything. Invest in them and all that. And that has happened.
Yes.
And this is the result of it. You're seeing it. The sport is growing. The players are getting better and better. It's excellent. So Angel Reese now saying this is sort of suggesting that don't treat me like everybody else, which is not right. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
if you want equal footing, if you want equal coverage, you're going to get equal haters. You're going to get equal criticism.
Are you really internalizing the hate, but embracing the love that
now,
you get?
Now, to be fair, she's one of the first that has to deal with this. Eventually, the rest will understand, this is what comes with it. I can't pay attention to it. But if you're out there, like you said,
you don't think Juju going to get hate today? Oh, she take bad shots.
Who knows? Who knows? But the point is that it's always that line, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yes.
That's a typical line in sports. But ask anyone who's at the top of their game. LeBron is the most famous player in the world, NBA-wise, right? Basketball-wise. Yes. And he has haters. Steph Curry, as nice and likable as he is, has haters.
I call him LeBrick James. Of course he has haters.
Like, you think about it. Any sport, name the best player in the sport, they have haters. That's part of it. And so they're going to do things to try to get at you, to try to make you feel bad, to try to knock you down.
Yeah.
And you have to be above it. This is a lesson. But don't talk about how you can't criticize these women. You absolutely can, because that is what we do with athletes. We demand greatness. We want to see it. And we give you all the shine and the coverage and everything else, like Caitlin Clark got last night. Deserved all of it.
Yeah,
but if she doesn't win a championship, she loses in the Final Four.
Last year, what was we saying?
Oh, no.
You did. I can't see me to South Carolina. You got it right back.
This is sports. Like, this is sports. And for the women's game, welcome. Welcome to that stage, because is what happens regardless if you're male or female. This is what happens.
Osaka, tennis, like she won,
it's
criticized.
Yeah.
Should we even go with Venus and Serena? Do we even have to explain that?
What they went through.
Like, what are we talking about? That's what comes with it.
Yeah, you can clap back.
Yeah, clap back. But don't tell me I can't believe. Listen, you got to be mentally stronger than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because what comes with the praise come the hate as well.
Now, she'd probably go into the WNBA, right?
Like,
what's left at LSU for her to do? She hasn't made the decision yet.
Well, making money.
They think she'll be like a top 10 pick.
She'll make more money in college.
She can make tons of money commercial-wise. I don't think it matters.
That NIL deal money is different. Like, she's like, if she goes there, she's one of the best in the country, right? And
can
her
she even go to class? Without crowds?
She already said she don't go to class.
Right, that's what I mean. So what are we doing?
But she invoked that.
Unless you're trying to get a degree and you want to graduate.
But she invoked that.
Other than that, what are we doing?
She did that. Like, listen, right next to her is, what's her name, Flo?
Yes. Yeah, Flo-Jay Johnson.
Right.
Yeah, who played great, by the way.
And she talked about how people come at her because she's a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, she has videos. She signed to Jay-Z's label. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, and
so
people
what?
Come at her. Everybody has a level of hate.
Yeah.
I mean, do I want to reveal to her, like, My Instagram and all that stuff, what happens if I say anything bad about the Texans,
being
the Cowboys?
Yep.
Everybody gets it, man.
Yeah.
Can't internalize that stuff.
No. And just you can't worry about what the faceless, nameless people on
people
whether it's Twitter or Instagram, what they do, because they don't like seeing people who are having a good life. And they want to make you feel bad. But you can't say media-wise, not social media. Social media is regular people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about coverage.
Right.
You're going to get criticized.
Yes.
It's going to happen. What the guy at the LA Times did, that was wrong. Right? He wrote this column. He did this whole thing about the debutante thing that he said about LSU. He tried to paint them as the negative, and UCLA were like these wonderful women. Like, he was trying to be a homer with the column, and it came out wrong.
Right.
But the point is wrong. That is going too far.
And that got checked.
But don't.
And that got checked.
Yeah, and he got checked.
Everybody.
Yeah, and he came out and apologized. Right. But when it comes to, though, look at LeBron James, look at Steph Curry, look at James Harden, look at some of the most successful players in their sport. This comes with it. The love.
Don't skip over my Aaron Rodgers.
And the hate. Well, the Aaron Rodgers thing, I think, is a given, right?
Because he has warranted.
No, I'm not saying it. Well, you can decide if it's warranted, but it's definitely a given. But I don't want to hear that out of Angel Reese. I don't.
Yeah, I want to hear that victimhood.
If you're venting, you're venting. But don't turn this into a narrative, because the fastest way to turn people off is to do the whole...
To be a front runner.
Yeah, treat me like equal, but don't treat me equally. Right? Like, that's the problem you can't have here. The double standard. That can't happen. 800-919-3776. But what can happen is... We spend a whole opening segment on women's basketball.
I like it.
With passion.
I would say.
Because I do think last night was one of the most entertaining college basketball. Sat down for 4 hours watching hoop. That was, and I didn't, I flipped on the Islanders. I flipped a little bit here and there, what's going on in the NBA. But I stuck with that game.
You flipped on the Mets and Tigers?
I did not. I did catch up with the Yankees, by the way. We got more on that. Because where the Yankees are.
Oh, the other undefeated team.
The Yankees are kind of like...
Oh, the other undefeated team.
I'm in this weird place right now at the Yankees. I want to see if other Yankee fans are there, too.
I feel like the Yankees trying to be like the Tigers, man. They want to steal the colors. That's why we put the orange in there to make ours stick out. They want to go with the pinstripes. We got the pinstripes. They want to go with
Your theory is the New York Yankees.
Yes.
Who have been around since
the Tigers. What do you mean?
Okay.
Stop. Don't act like we ain't original, too,
bro.
Whoa. Whoa, let's not act like we're not original too, baby.
I'm telling
we
you.
We had the uniform first.
And the Yankees.
They
the
swagger
New
jack. They
York
swagger, they swagger
Yankees.
Jack.
When baseball, let's look when, like when, they
when,
do.
When baseball was created,
mm-hmm.
Detroit was a bigger, more powerful city. Henry Ford made it that.
Before cars?
Yeah. No. Baseball didn't start before cars.
It didn't? Baseball was invented in the 1800s.
It started right when the Model A happened. Baseball came right when Henry Ford made the Model A. And then the Yankees want to steal the colors.
You think so?
Want to go with the pinstripe.
You think so?
They even got the off-gray, just like we got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man, stop it. They got the straight white like we got. Stop. Steal it. Stop. Stop.
Straight white? I believe there's pinstripes.
And the Tigers got pinstripes too, bro.
Yeah.
Quit stealing. Damn.
What was the first year?
Find your own identity.
First year the Tigers were made. First year.
The inaugural.
What was their first season?
The original eight.
What was their first season?
No, tell me when baseball.
You who have this, you are a baseball historian who loves your Tigers. The first year they played baseball as a organized
1890, team. 1892, I don't know. Who? What were they, somebody else other than Detroit?
Wrong.
What, 1908?
Right, we got calls
1908.
800-919-3776. We'll get to your calls and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, before the season, Jeff Passan said he did not think the Yankees were a playoff team. They've gotten off to a 5-0 start. And yesterday on the K-Show, the guys asked Passan if he wants to change his mind.
I don't jump to conclusions after four games, and I'm not going to sit here and say that my concerns about the Yankees were wrong, because they are still a team that's on the older side. They are still a team that's gotten injured, you know, a fair bit through the years, and they are still a team, most of all, that doesn't have Gerrit Cole for the next 2 months and perhaps beyond that. That being said, the way that that offense produced, and particularly the at-bats that Juan Soto took, it completely transforms this team.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
800-919-3776, the number. So we're just curious. Were you curious last night? Were you curious enough to sit down on the couch, put on ESPN, and watch women's basketball, and every time your wife walked by, you change the channel?
Turn from Law and Order or Chicago PD.
You know what I mean? Like, did you have to explain yourself when people are like, what are you watching?
Yeah.
You watching this?
I did it proudly.
Like, yo, sit down and watch this, and I'll show you what I'm watching, right?
Game blouses.
Game blouses. So let's hear from you. 800-919-3776. Wayne in Harlem, start us off, Wayne.
On and bought, man. Thanks for the call, man. I want to say one thing before I get to my point. You dudes, I want to give you your flowers, man. You dudes do a great job on the radio. When you first started, I was wondering how Han was going to last with Bart and if he was even going to get a word in. But to get to my point,
the hell, man,
the ladies,
I ate half the time of the show. Of course, you got time. I gotta let them talk. How the hell with
you? Nah, yo, Bart, you be wilding, bro. I ain't gonna lie, but you great for radio, and I appreciate you, man, for real.
Thank you.
Last night, I went through multiple emotions as a girl dad, and my little girls get to see these young women do their thing at not the highest level, but damn near the highest level.
Oh yeah.
And it was all I kept saying to myself, these young women are not just the future of basketball for women, but they're also the future of women getting to the next level of the sport that they put the same effort and energy as men do. You know, and I didn't have to turn the TV off when my wife went by. She actually sat down, and I'm telling you, I could have told her they was playing football, so she don't know nothing about sports. But anyway, I watched these young women, Caitlin Clark, Reese. I watched Juju, who I absolutely love. These women are the future. These women are going to take the WNBA to the another level, where they're going to get the recognition and the rewards that they deserve for the craft that they, because Juju was balling. I know they lost, whatever. But and one more point about Angel Reese and her comments. I agree with what you said. All that pity stuff, you want equal rights, this is what happens. But we got to remember, these are kids. These are young women. You know, these are still trying to understand their own emotions and understand life.
That's fair.
And they're on a different journey. Fair, so we got to understand
but,
that.
But Wayne, I get that. But we criticize their equal counterparts that are college basketball players as well. We do the same thing. Like, they're young men as well,
mm-hmm.
guys that are playing college ball. So if they can get criticized, then she got to get criticized. She should take it as a form of flattery that, hey, man, like, we hate you that much that we gonna bring the smoke to you. Like, embrace the haters.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Well, it's one thing if it's just about playing basketball.
It's tough.
You know, like when you're doing a lot of other things. And, again, Angel put a lot of effort into making herself famous. You know, and that is something
that's a part of the branding.
All right, well, of the branding is you'll get non-basketball people, like people that aren't really basketball fans are following you for other reasons.
Yeah, like, and they're going to have their own opinion on thing on her. Yeah. She's doing that.
Thank you, Wayne.
Got signed by Shaq.
That's a great call by Wayne, because it is really where it's at. And what you're waiting for now, because a lot of these women, people don't know this, a lot of the great college players end up going overseas and playing in, whether it's in Asia, in Russia.
We ain't going to
Russia. A lot of
no
money
more.
In Russia.
We ain't doing that no more.
Well, a lot of they don't want to. No, after what happened.
Brian, yeah. Right.
But still, or you know, Greece. Like, there are places that women can go play because in the WNBA, you just don't make enough money.
Loving basketball. That's what the story was all about.
Yeah. You don't make enough money. And so.
Well, hopefully that changes.
Maybe that.
Stateside.
If people are going to watch and fill arenas to see these players, that will change everything. And again, that's the Bird magic effect. Hector.
I would argue that women's college ball is more popular than WNBA. It's more people.
Of course it is.
People at the games.
9 million people watched the championship last year. The WNBA is not bringing that in. Not yet. Hector in Queens. Hector.
Hey, guys. As usual, yeah. So I just want to shout out all the ladies that came before these two. Caitlin Clark, you know.
Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoops.
Juju, you know. I remember watching Maya Moore against Skylar Diggins, and that was the show too. Just not as many people were watching, but that was the same level of basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And and also on Angel Reese, you know, she has a little maturing to do. You know what I mean? You could tell her teammate Flo, she's the mature one.
Yeah.
And Angel Reese she just has a little maturing to do. That's all. And also on Juju, man, I love Juju. I'm a big UConn fan, but Juju, man, she got all the respect in the world. But listen to me, if they're gonna meet again next year, Paige is going to have her crew back. That's all I'm saying, Bart.
I look forward to it.
But USC got, you don't think some people going to go in that portal to go to USC?
Well, they already have the number one recruiting class coming in, so they're already going to have that going for them. Anthony and Copeg. Anthony.
Come on, Ant. We were four for four,
Anthony,
dog.
We were rolling. Anthony, will you get off mute or whatever it is?
We need to get that. Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Yeah, Anthony just let us down.
Let's keep them on and go somewhere else. See if he comes back.
Anthony's going to have to call back. I mean,
yeah.
We need that on the page, because that does happen way too often when we're on a roll like that. We get all these calls and then, boom, 800-919-3776. But speaking of, like, so Flo J. Johnson, right, you talking about her, and the caller just said how mature. Listen to her after the game. This is her taking up for Angel Reese.
The media, y'all, how they like to twist and call it a villain and all of that, y'all don't know Angel, bro. And I'm just happy that I get to play with her. I get to be around her presence. Her energy is different. Like, she just made me a better player. She made me a better player, and that's what great players do.
I mean, that's the greatest compliment you can make. And you talk about mature.
Yeah.
In a moment like that, for her to say that. Remember, she's a sophomore now.
She get criticized for rapping.
Well, that's silly.
You know what I'm saying? Stupid.
But who's criticizing that?
Because they criticize.
If you were bad at it, okay.
No, no.
But she's not bad.
No, because we live in a society that you got to be maniacal. You got to be singular focused. You can't have other interests if you want to be the best basketball player.
You mean
and all that stuff.
Like Dame Lillard?
Yeah, remember how Kobe was, right? Everybody wanted to talk about, oh, Jordan, all this type. You know, they criticize people, say, oh, how are you focusing? Like you can't be a person. You got to just be a basketball player.
But that I used to hate that because that was going on for years where you would have an athlete who had something. I remember Iman Shumpert was a rookie with the Knicks. And he loved music.
Yeah, he came from an art school.
Yes, he had all that in his background. Yeah. And so in his rookie year, there was some stuff about him in a studio on like an off day. And he's like, you know, just doing some work. And there was a feature on it. And all the reaction was, he should be in the gym working on his free
getting
throw.
Better, yeah.
He should be getting better. Now, why is he being distracted by this? Is he really focused on basketball if he's doing this? And again, where's it coming from? It's coming from regular people who don't understand this type of life where you can actually multitask and be really good at a lot of different things. Like Bart, you know, I saw you on SNY doing Jets postgame. You should be focusing on our show, getting ready for our show. Why are you doing that on a Sunday? Why aren't you just getting ready for the show? You're getting better as a radio host. It's the same thing.
Who's the Wakanda guy that loves music?
The who?
Wakanda guy.
Oladipo?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I see he's fluent Bart.
The Wakanda guy that likes music and you got Oladipo out of that?
Yes.
I'm thinking of Michael B. Jordan. Like,
no, because he did the dunk contest.
Who is this?
Because I know he did the dunk contest as the Black Panther.
And he
I
loves
know
music.
I know he's a singer, too. That's the only reason why I tapped in.
You connected the fact that he, during a dunk contest,
and Masked Singer,
put on the Black Panther. Go ahead, please.
See, he's been around me for a long time. Like, he gets criticized all the time.
Who does?
Oladipo.
Well, he's barely a doesn't
yeah,
really
now,
play
but, he was, but he was him.
No,
though.
I know. Yeah. There was
he was Timothy at first.
He was very good. Len in Staten Island. Len.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, hey, Bart, I'm the guy who called last week, told him we got to hear about your dad when the Lions are playing, all right?
Yeah, no doubt. You see, right? You see how the Lions do it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But so listen. I have daughters, they're in their 30s, they play basketball, so I took them to the WNBA, you know, to see that, right?
Love it.
I brought my granddaughter in, I said, because she knows I always watch sports. I said, come here, Papa's watching girls play. I made her come in, okay? However, I think that, you know, this might be temporary. This Caitlin Clark and the Angel Reese, and I know we have the USC girl, but unless there's people behind it, because we as sports fans, right, we want to watch the top. Like, we watch women's gymnastics, right? I love the women's skating, right, in the Olympics. I mean, that's the top thing, right?
Women's track.
Yeah, women. But I'm not going to watch women's basketball because it's really not good enough. It may be. I'm not saying, but, you know.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you on that one.
See, Len, here's what I'll say to that is that that's why the feeling is that this could be the bird magic for the women's game. And because it's not just two, it's a lot. There's just four we just saw. Like, there's good teams. There's more coverage.
Can we talk all about South
and by
Carolina?
The way, bird
they haven't
magic,
lost a game in 2 years.
Right. But bird magic, it wasn't like it's just them and then no one else came. Bird magic and then Isaiah came. And then, you know, one after the other. Like Michael came a couple of years after him. Then Ewing and Olajuwon came after that. Like, it just all of a sudden you just started taking the guys who were great in college and they brought into the league and all that stuff was connected. That's what the women's game's got to do.
And the coverage.
And they all played at a high level.
And the coverage and how they present the game and,
the
how
coverage
they,
is big.
And how we talk about it and how ESPN.
Well, there was a demand. See, it starts, it's always supply and demand. So the more of a demand there is for the women's college game, the more you'll see it promoted. And then the more of a demand there is for the WNBA there'll be more of that as well.
And the backstories, right? I think we start attaching ourselves to these kids earlier.
Yes.
Like, we know about Juju. Juju, she's a freshman.
Watched her grow up.
Right, we watched her grow up. So then we
You watched her grow up.
So we follow them into the WNBA, which only makes the WNBA better. And so now we hear more of these backstories about where they came from, their origin stories, and all that type of stuff. So then it just grows the game. The time is right. Because these girls are also leaders to little girls now. Like, These young basketball players are like young rappers or what's the girl that just did Doom 2 that everybody loves, does Euphoria or whatever that stuff.
Zendaya.
Oh, Zendaya. Yeah, she's been acting since. Was she Disney?
Yeah. Right?
Zendaya was Disney, right?
Yeah, I think she was.
And she can sing. Nobody knew. She can sing her ass off.
Yeah, watch The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, so now what I'm saying is, like, now we getting these girls are just multifaceted. They multi-layered.
Yep.
Right? So we starting to see them do different things. Yeah, and so now they're bringing casuals to the sport. Right? Because they might like her as an actor. They might like her as a singer.
Whatever it is.
And as an athlete. So they're just bringing the casuals to the game. So the game is growing.
Just don't be uncomfortable by the fact that it's women. It's sports. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter. Like there are some men that are uncomfortable with this. They're uncomfortable with us even talking about it. But don't be. It's sports. It's really good.
Women gymnastics is something.
Yep.
And women's track has always been crazy.
Yep.
Like the American that we got now mm-hmm. that lost to the Jamaicans a couple years ago.
Tennis to me has been the one sport that
But it started with gymnastics.
Right.
First.
Tennis, though, goes
Dominique
back.
Dominique Dawes. Oh, my God.
We got to get her on the show.
My hero.
Tennis goes back even into the 70s.
You'll get her pregnant.
When it
get her on the show.
What are you, Tracy Morgan?
Yep.
800-919-3776. Man, we got a lot of calls to get to on this. I love it. Again, if you tuned in because of the curiosity of what everybody's talking about this, I need to see this. We'd love to hear from you. Got to get to the Yankees.
Bring my
Knicks play tonight
crush.
Against the Heat.
I ain't going to shoot my shot.
To get to. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Warm it up, Chris. That's what I was born to do. Hey, Jake, did you ever wear your pants backwards?
On purpose. Because, I mean, we've all had running out of the room. Nah, just put them on any way you can.
Nah, Jake too young. He don't moment. Remember. Now I'm talking about crisscross.
No.
That's before my time. I had to be like 2 years old when it came out.
Yeah. I didn't do that either.
Nobody did that. Like I said, you only did it by accident. You didn't do that for, like, who really did that?
I think the only thing I did do was probably like the jersey backwards. That's about it. That's the most I did.
Jersey backwards. Isn't that uncomfortable, though?
Chafing your throat.
Nah,
it's just sitting there on your Adam's apple, just scratching it.
It's pretty easy. You can do it with a hockey jersey, knock it out.
Really?
Yeah.
And why would you?
That's because Jake's a little man, so like he get a big jersey.
Wow.
It helps with smaller people.
Yeah, smaller people can do that.
Doesn't look right on
everything's big on smaller
big people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I hate is when dudes buy all the extra large. And it's always the little dudes.
Oh, and it's all gone?
Yeah, like bro. Like,
who you telling?
Hey bro, what happened?
To go to the mall and just look there. You have clothes for grown men?
You got to get the TTGs.
Do you have adult sizes in here?
You got to get the TTGs, right?
I don't anymore because now we found like tall, like American tall and stuff like that. I don't have to worry about it anymore. But there was a time where the only thing that would fit me was a double XL, which meant the sleeves were long enough, but the body was insane. But in the 90s, that was okay.
Yeah.
Because everything was baggy. Then when things got form-fitted.
Nobody knew you were skinny.
No. It was painful. It's just standing there looking like a bell. Like it's just too big on the bottom.
Damn.
Useless.
Sometimes the neck of your shirt, you just fall through it.
Oh, God.
Damn.
You show your clavicle.
Because the little guys buying all the large XLs.
That's it. It's all blaming you guys. 800-919-3776. Youssef in New Jersey. Youssef.
What's going on,
What's happening?
Hey, man, listen. I just finally understand, you know, I got a lot of love for ESPN, man. I watch the Get Up, all of your vehicles and everything. But I ain't heard no mention of how bad Kate was messing up in the very beginning.
Oh, man, she broke.
And I mean, come on.
Went for 40. I don't care how she
went. She went 9 for 20 from 3. That 9 for 20 is okay. 45%.
Yeah, but she had the most. She led her team in turnovers in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, she was turning it over. She had some bad passes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But we can't talk about the game until after the game. And after the game, her final stat line, the beginning of the game,
insane.
Didn't matter.
Oh.
Like, come on, great. Bro, ain't nobody say
come
nothing
on,
about
Bart,
Juju.
Man.
No, bro, ain't nobody
that
say
ain't
nothing.
Big Bart, is
bro,
it?
Bro. Listen, I'm an equal opportunist, man. Like, nobody said nothing about Juju and some of the bad shots he took. We just, like, she balling. And she'll learn that, you know, sometimes, like, it looked like USC at the end of the game, they lost their composure and they took bad shots, which allowed, you know, UConn to set up their offense and get easy buckets and create that separation. Remember, it was a tie game. They were coming down shooting transition threes. Like, yo, it's tied. What are we doing?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, but what Yusef is saying is fair because you know what he's doing, though? This is what comes with it. It's criticism that also comes with praise for a great player.
Right,
LeBron gets this.
And it should be even-handed.
LeBron gets this.
Yeah, but they won. If they would have lost, we would have talked about her star.
Oh, even all over it, yeah.
The narrative is written by the winners.
Listen, Yusef, if she doesn't win the national championship, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, South Carolina's just better. This time's better. I don't want to hear it. No. She's going to get criticism if she doesn't win a championship because it's not enough.
Yeah, nobody cares about her stat stuff, and if she has all the records, she ain't win no chip.
No, you got to win the chip.
Yeah. I got one question, though, for you real quick, Bart. The question is this, like, what do you think that the WNBA is missing marketing-wise? Because I mean, to keep it 100 with you, this year, the women's tournament is more exciting than the men's tournament.
But it's always like that because, like, remember, like, college game is more regionalized. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right,
you got representation. So when the tournament comes, it's always going to be you got built-in students that's always going to make the tournaments and stuff
together. Can I keep it real?
You need some rivalries.
What the WNBA is missing?
Rivalries.
No, well, not even just that. It's in the summer, right?
Yeah.
It's in the summer, and a lot of their games are like a. I mean, there are some at night, but it's going up against baseball, and it's also you know, an afternoon on a Saturday. Ain't nobody watching that. Like, it's just that's
the
problem.
I'm going to the beach.
Like, it's just at the worst time. It should be during. If the women's if college women's basketball can be played while the men are playing, I don't understand why the WNBA couldn't be playing while the men are playing. Why, now, the problem is arena availability. Arena availability is the hard part. You're going to have that.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's traditional time that you watch basketball, and I feel like it does take away from it. Yeah. So
New York was locked in, though, when they were going
Liberty.
We're in the Liberty, right? Yeah. So it needs some rivalries, right?
It does. Yeah, I agree with that. But, yeah, no, Yusef, trust me. When we get to next weekend, and if she loses to Paige Beckers and UConn, oh, I mean, please.
Especially after
you're going to hear about it.
UConn coach saying that, you know, he has Himothy.
Oh, he had a lot to say. Yeah, it's been something. We'll get to more from Gino Auriemma, by the way, in audio files. Dave in Jersey City. What's up, Dave? Dave?
God.
We do it again? Damn.
You're killing me, Petey. You're killing me.
Twice that has happened. Sean in Amityville. Sean.
You don't have to worry about that happening here.
We
man.
Got
What's
you.
Up?
What's up?
I'm here to talk about the tournament with the women compared to the men. Now, I understand what you're stating, but I have kids, right? 15, 13, and my son 24, right?
I got the same age. Yeah.
So we're watching the game, right? And they're like, the NCAA tournament for the women is going to be better than the men when it comes. I'm like, no way at all, right? So I'm watching the game last night, and I had it come to my sons. I'm like, you know what? It is better than the men. And you know why? And then you know why they explain why? Because their generation, they're not loyal to teams. They're loyal to who's the best player.
Yep. Names.
And LSU, they don't care about Iowa. LSU is never going to go there. They care about the players. And that's what this generation is. So this young generation, with the men, they only follow them through the whole AAU stage. And then they, once they're done, they're out of college. And then they're in the NBA and they're not doing nothing. So that's how they lose all the interest from the younger generation. So that's why the WNBA and women's college basketball is going to rise for rising, because it's all about star players, and men don't produce star players.
You know what else, too, Sean, and thanks for the call. It's Instagram. It's social media.
Yeah.
It's TikTok, and if you see, and they have tons of followers, and you follow them, and they have personalities, and they look, let's be honest, and they look good, right? You're going to have a following. You're going to tell me there aren't men athletes who have tons of Instagram followers, and they have women following them that don't even care that they play a sport.
Yeah.
They follow them for other reasons. Well, that's going to happen this way, too.
There's going to
be men who could care less about the game. They follow them because they like the way they look. That's human nature. That's reality. That's not sexualizing them. That's real. Men have the same freaking thing happening. Yeah. So it's again, this is the equal footing that you've been looking for.
What's the twins or something that's at Miami, or the gymnasts or something that's at
the Cavender twins from Miami and Olivia Dunn.
Yeah. See how Dinahan knows right away. He's right on that.
Got him all on the list.
Let's just go check the followers right now.
Hologram.
Ray Dinahan hates social media, but he does follow two accounts. Both of them is what he just let you know about.
And also,
he didn't even hesitate. He was quick to jump in on that one.
You see, he knew he spoke fluent Bart at that point. He knew exactly what the hell I was talking about. He was like, "Oh hell yeah,
oh yeah."
Finally,
you mean this one?
Whoa. Finally, something I can contribute to.
I mean,
but also, in talking about
Somebody get Ray some water right now. Yeah, he's sweating a little bit.
Get some ice. We talked about this, right? We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The fact that the women's game don't have all these people running to the transfer portal. You know what I mean? Like,
But you're gonna get that.
I know, but not nearly as much.
Yeah.
I mean, just think, like, every star that was at this place is still there. I mean, Caleb Williams left, right, where he was at.
This, you know, by the way. It's only been a couple of weeks, right, since the end of the college hockey season, right, my son? There's 200 kids in the portal. 200.
Soft-ass kids.
In the portal.
He didn't play me because he doesn't like me. It's good. Like,
well, if you offer me money, though, I'm out, too.
Well, yeah, you're going
to get that. It's like you're a free agent every year. Like, I get $100,000
every offseason. There's not 200 good players. Not that good that you're going to get money.
Yeah.
They're just looking for another opportunity. All right, 800-919-3776. This conversation's been fun, and we can certainly keep it going. On the women's game, what you saw last night, did you watch because, not because you've been following it, but because everybody was talking about it and you were curious?
Right. It's like an office pool.
And you're like, yeah, you know
you
what?
You hear people talking. All right,
let me see what they're talking about. Let me see. And if you did, let us know and what you thought of it. So we have those calls coming up. The Yankees are off to that start. Whereas we do every year.
A tigerish start.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. But there's a stat that I feel like is the ultimate facepalm. And we'll give that to you coming up. Major League Baseball season is underway. NBA and NHL playoffs are on the horizon. And, of course, the tournament is just about wrapping up. Sports calendar is loaded, and FanDuel's making it even more exciting to get in on the action, because right now new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 you can use to bet the tourney, MLB, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Allen to make your first bet a big win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Knicks back in action tonight as they face off against the Heat. Only 8 games remaining in the regular season for the Knicks. And still no news on when OG Anunoby or Julius Randle is coming back. So what's the latest, Woj?
I'm told that the Knicks, they want that elbow, which had a loose body taken out of it at the trade deadline. Early February, he came back, played a couple of games, and then went out again. They don't want him in and out of the lineup. They want that injury, the inflammation, the irritation to go away.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.